But I could hear one woman screaming above all the other people, and she was screaming in a way that none of the other people were screaming. Another 20 metres on, you could see a load of bags that had been in the bottom of the boat that had been spilled into the sea when it capsized. And in amongst those was this little baby. I didn't know which one it was. So I swam as fast as I could. Really luckily, the very first bag that I came to wasn't a bag at all. It was this little baby girl. She was 5 months old. I later found out that her name was Suin. And I got there and I turned this little bundle of blankets over, and there was this little baby's face looking at me. She had been face down in the sea. Her eyes were in the back of her head. She wasn't breathing. She was as white as could be. And to all intents and purposes, at that point in time, she was dead. So I turned the baby over, put it onto my chest. I thought, well, if I get back, she's got a chance. So I swam backstroke as fast as I could. After a short period of time, I realised I could perhaps do compressions with one arm while pulling the water behind me with the other arm. I was kicking like mad. I swam maybe 20 metres and I remember shouting up to God. I'm not a religious guy, but there's me shouting up at God, demanding for him to help me, asking for this baby's life. And I had to weave in and out of all the people that had swam past on the way out there. I get to closer to the shore, and there's a guy called Joost, who's a Dutch volunteer, and he's shouting to me, "Brendan, Brendan, this way." And I get closer towards him, and I realise that I'm probably close enough to the shore to put my feet on the ground. I reach down with one of my feet, and I balance on a little rock. And one of the things they teach you as a medic, I previously had a tour in Afghanistan as a medic, so one of the things that they teach you is to give 5 rescue breaths to infants that aren't breathing. I went to do that, put my mouth over the top of her nose and mouth and gave a little short breath. I looked at her, and then I went to do it again, and then I looked at her, and the second breath, she started to sick up all the water that was inside of her. Within a second, she started screaming.